Have you ever heard of anything called a toe sack or croaker sack?
Yeah. We used to get everything we caught, well, nearly like that in the feed, we called it a toe sack. It is some kind of grass kind of material. I don't know where it is made. They didn't go to grass, but we called them, a lot of times we called them grass sacks. Croaker sack, a toe sack. Buy chops or oats, something like that in them 100-pound bags.
Mm-hmm. I see.
But now when you're buying it, it's in a paper bag.
Mm-hmm. What about if a man went outside and brought in some wood, you know, as much as he could carry in his two arms, what would he call himself having right there? How much would that be? He'd say he was bringing in a what?
Well, he called it a turner wood.
Was that just as much as he could carry at one time?
Well, most of the folks, if he's smart like me, if he hadn't equipped you anyway, he brought all he could carry, so we would have to go back.
That makes sense.
So quick.
You know, that barrel you were telling me about, did that have some kind of metal thing that went around?
Yeah, it had hooks. We call them hooks, to hold it together.
Did boys ever play with those things? Maybe just run along the road?
Well, they would get them would come around in barrels. It was hard to do the roll, but they get a hold of a wheel of some kind. Make a little stick. Run for miles and miles, just rolling that wheel.
Right.
Yeah. Different kind of rims. Old wagons had a heavier rim around it.
Mm-hmm.
Get an old wagon wheel broke down the wheels. On the hubs are small. Of course, they get the tire, we call it off the old wagon.
Mm-hmm.
He'd roll that. So he didn't use a stick of that. He just run along with it like this. But if you got one of them little ones, take a little stick about that long and fix them a little doolotta down here on one end to guide it. Take off.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you do that?
Huh?
Did you do that?
Well, I've done a little of it, not as much as I've seen it done. I've done some of it.
Right. When a woman was going out to hang up her wash on the line, what would she use to carry it outside in?
Well, they had what they call clothes baskets, a lot of them. Some of them maybe
big old dish pans. Big old pan called the dish pans.
Yes, ma'am.
We could carry them out in that.
What would people use to stick in the mouth of a bottle to keep liquid from spilling out of it?
Well, they used to buy what they call cork stoppers. You could buy them. They made somewhere out of cork wood.
Mm-hmm.
Don't see any more of that.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have all this tin stuff.
Right. That's it. Did you ever play anything you could blow into it and move it back and forth like that?
I've seen it. I never could play one. I call them a French harp. Mm-hmm. Some call them a harmonica. I've seen folks who make pretty good music, but I couldn't play a radio or TV, it's something that I'll shake.
What about these things that kind of...
Jew's harp.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What were some of the tools that you had around the house just for doing odd jobs?